There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome to Sportscastle, episode 13, live from the Regan Tanner Studios up here in the Maitland region. I'm Chris and joined by Jared today. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Enjoying the new surrounds up here, mate.
Yeah, mate. Comes with free babysitting as well, which is always handy.
Certainly is.
Mate, a bit of a revamp of the podcast this week. We've had a bit of a meeting and decided to go in a little bit of a different direction after some feedback. So hopefully all the listeners enjoy and give us some feedback if you don't like what we've cut out or do like what we've added in, etc., etc. We'll cover off on plenty of local stuff and real focus on Newcastle and the Hunter, mate.
Yeah, mate, sounds good. I think, you know, that's where our focus is anyway, so give the punters what they want, mate.
Oh, that's exactly right, mate. That's why we do audio and not video, because they don't want to see us.
That's right.
Heads for radio. All right, mate, let's dive in. We'll start with the Black Diamond AFL, and your tip last week of a draw wasn't that far away in one of the games, mate, which we'll get into in a second. The results from last week, round three, Killarney Vale, 4 goals, 2.26. They succumbed to Terrigal Avoca at home on the Friday night, 9 goals, 15.69. Pretty comprehensive. Tim Smith and Matthew Shortall were the best probably there for Terrigal Avoca. Shortall with 3 goals. And Killarney Vale, Max Mumford at 4-4 with 3 goals. I don't know if he's any relation to the great Shane Mumford, but first game for the year for Killarney Vale, might be one to watch, mate.
Yeah, 3 goals out of 4. Not a bad strike right there at home.
Yeah, he'd have big shoulders carrying the team, I would have thought. On to the next one, mate, was the one you tipped the draw in, the Gosford Tigers hosting Singleton. Singleton led by 7 with 5 minutes to go, only for Gosford to kick the last 2 goals and get away with the game. 14 goals, 11.95 to 14 goals, 5.89. So, Singleton, mate, showing some good signs in their first season up in the Premier Division.
Yeah, they are, mate, especially after that, I think we said the 4-day round trip to Gosford for a game of footy, but no, they had a crack, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Next up, Nelson Bay chalked their first win of the season. I think I picked that one. You might have gone with your mate Mark Curran and the Maitland Saints, but Nelson Bay, 16 goals, 11.107, beat Maitland 12 goals, 7.79. Nelson Bay had 10 different goal kickers, which is a pretty good team effort, I would have thought, with only 16 goals. And just a shout out for Maitland, probably one of their better players, Dustin Spriggs, a well-known name in Newcastle sports,
Dusty.
Son of Dale and brother of Blake, the jockeys, of course. He's moved up to Maitland from Cardiff and leading the team well on the ball there. Next up, Wyong Lakes, they drubbed Lake Macquarie, 25 goals, 13, 167 to Lake Macquarie Dockers, 4 goals, 3.27. Jared Cross, 4 goals for Wyong Lakes. Lee Moore played well with 3 goals, 6 multiple goal kickers and 14 goal kickers in total. So they shared it around. You'd be a bit disappointed if you're one of the 4 or 5 blokes that didn't get a goal, mate.
Yeah, I think so, mate. I think, yeah, Lake Macquarie back to the drawing board and see if they can get better this weekend.
Yeah, they'll certainly be targeting that. It was always going to be a challenge for Lake Macquarie coming up into the top division after being, you know, a reasonable side in the second tier plate competition in recent years, but certainly with a powerhouse in that competition. So they know there's challenges in front of them, but they're looking at it as a long-term plan from what I'm hearing. So certainly an interesting one there. And the final match of the round, as we're just looking at, Warners Bay hosted Cardiff in the local derby, and not only did they not kick a goal, it wasn't for lack of opportunities. Cardiff, 13 goals, 17.95. Warners Bay, 0 goals, 8 behinds, 8.
Wow.
Yeah, so
25 behinds in that game, that would have been a real arm wrestle.
Mate, there was no excuse on weather or anything like that last Saturday, so
no.
Yeah, mate, Jack Lennon probably the best there for Cardiff, 4 goals from the forward pocket, so not a bad little outing from the forward pocket, mate. Plenty of other goal scorers there, obviously, for Cardiff and none for Warners Bay. I couldn't get the stats on whether anyone kicked a bag of behinds.
Yeah, I think they might have to just take the 2 outside posts off at Thursday night training and just try and kick it straight, mate.
Yeah, mate. Maybe they need to get Murray Younger down there, teach him some kicking. He must have missed the last couple of days of training. One of the sponsors there, Younger Pest Control. They're always good value, mate. He's been around pretty much every sport in Newcastle. He loves it.
That's right. Murray's a walking billboard for the dogs out there, mate. So, yeah, shout out to Muzz.
Yeah, good friend of the show. All right, this weekend, mate, we'll get some tips from you. Gosford Tigers, they host Lake Macquarie down at Adcock Park. All the games this week on Saturday at 2 p.m. Who do you see winning this one, mate?
Well, after Lake Macquarie's performance last week, mate, I can't see them winning this one. I'm going to go the home team.
Yeah, I'll go the Tigers as well, mate. I think they'll probably get this one done. I would be surprised if it wasn't by greater than 10 goals, and could even be bigger again than that. Next up, mate, the high-flying Cardiff host Nelson Bay, fresh off their first win at Hillsborough Oval. Cardiff's defence at an absolute premium at the moment. Can Nelson Bay manage to pull an upset here?
Nah, I think it'll be the same, mate. The home team again here for me, Cardiff.
Yeah, mate, I'll stick with you there again. I think it'll be a pretty comfortable victory out at Hillsborough Oval. Terrigal Avoca, they play Wyong Lakes. Wyong Lakes sitting on top of the ladder at the moment. They have had the bye early on. But Terrigal Avoca, I would think, you know, as a grand finals from last year, will go into this game as favourites at Hilton Moore Oval in East Gosford.
Yep, I'm going to go with you on that one too, mate.
Mate, you're really, really adding plenty here. I like it. Newcastle City come off the bye, mate. They will host Killarney Vale. Killarney Vale will be smarting after that loss to Terrigal Avoca in their Friday night home game. How do you see this one?
Mate, I think the Newcastle City boys will be refreshed after their week off, and I think the home side will get the chocolates in this one for me, mate.
The home side, mates, Newcastle City at number one sports ground. They're not the side they once were, the powerhouse of the Black Diamond. But, yeah, I certainly think that Newcastle City's strength and prowess in front of goal, they're pretty renowned for being a decent kick at goal. I think that'll probably be the difference. I don't think it'll be a huge margin. But, yeah, I'll have City to come home in that one. Final match of the round, mate, the Hunter Valley Derby, if you will. Singleton hosting Maitland at Rose Point Park there in Singo. I don't know if you've ever been past Rose Point Park, mate. So nice little ground there right on the river in Singo. Good part of the world. It's been an interesting one. This one probably the match of the round for mine.
Yeah, mate, I really think a toss of the coin here, but I've just flipped the coin and I'm going to go with the home side again, mate. I think Singleton will get the chocolates, but I don't reckon it'll be a game by any more than about 15 points. So get down and have a look at this one, ladies and gents.
Yeah, I'm going to go Singo as well, mate. I think they'll get done by a little bit more than that, maybe 3 or 4 goals. I think they'll get home late. They've been pretty good in terms of contesting all four quarters so far this season. I'd say you've probably just been scratched off Mark Curran's Christmas card list, though. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, mate, I should be right. The big man will give me a cuddle next time I see him.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So there you've got it. We've both gone the home teams in every game. Very imaginative there. But, mate, that's quite often away in local sport. Bumper home crowds to get you across the line.
That's right, mate. If you can't get out there, stay at home and slash the seats.
Oh, dear. All right. Might move on to some NRL action, mate. The Knights last week up at Scully Park in Tamworth. They pulled one of the oldest tricks in the book. They wore the opposition's colours to confuse them, and it paid off a treat. 22-20 winners with a late try.
Yeah, you rightly tipped this one, mate. And, I was definitely an upset here for me. But, yeah, they've got to play the full 80 minutes, not the 70 like the Tigers did. And, yeah, they got the chocolates. And, yeah, little Mitchie Pearce come off early with his sore pec. But they still got the job done, mate. Bura stepped up.
Yeah, definitely right, mate. Jamie Bura, who knew he could put in kicks like that? That was Cooper Cronk-esque.
Yeah, maybe he should play in that team that got naught goals in the Black Diamond Cup.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we get Jamie Bura at halfback for New South Wales, mate.
Yeah, well, maybe the debate's out. They're still raging as to who's going to get picked.
Yeah, that's a whole other kettle of fish. We know it won't be Mitch Pearce, that's for sure. As you said, he's out for 3 to 4 months, mate. Yes. He's talking about being able to come back in 10 weeks. The diagnosis is 12 to 16. Yeah. Even 10 weeks, though, that sees him coming back in, what's that, round 17-18, with, you know, a bit of a run home. So, you know, he might get back 7 or 8 games. If he doesn't, then you're looking at, you know, maybe the last 2 or 3 round games. The problem for the Knights is they sit in 8th at the moment, and they're going to have their work cut out for them, even with Pearce, to sneak into the top 8. I think without him, look, you know, I could be well off the mark here, and, you know, they could surprise us, but I would be quite surprised if they managed to get to the 8 and challenge from there.
Yeah, I think you're right, mate, but the year has been full of surprises, as a word that you've been using, and, you know, look at the top couple of teams, and, you know, gives a young guy like, Brock Lamb's not there this week, but Cogger's there, so...
Well, that's it, mate. Cogger was pretty reasonable last week, I thought. He is a natural halfback, so if he can step up and take ownership of the team, it might allow Connor Watson to play that running role a bit more, which, you know, is obviously what he wanted to play. Ponga's a bit more comfortable now, so that might work out. I just don't know whether it'll work out at a level that's going to, you know...
Yeah, consistency. Yeah.
Keep them consistently in the winner's circle. And at the end of the day, you know, you've got to win probably 12 to 13 of your games.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, I mean...
So they've got 4 wins so far, so, yeah, where's that?
Yeah, they still need to win 50% or more of their games from here. I mean, the draw might favour them enough, but, yeah, I can see them maybe winning 5 or 6. And I think they'll probably end up finishing around that 11th, 10th.
I suppose 11th. One positive, though, they've got this next game away, and then I think they're back at home, and most of their games later in the season will be at home.
They do have a big run from May through July, where I think they play about 7 or 8 home games. So that'll certainly help them. But again, at the end of the day, yeah, it's gonna be a big ask.
The crowd's going to have to get there, mate. They're going to need 30,000 every week, grow an extra leg.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So it'll be interesting to see where it plays out. Obviously, as you said, Brock Lamb is in the extended squad this week, but not in the team. No Danny Levi, which means that, you know, if Brock Lamb does come in onto the bench or something, then, you know, it means that Slade Griffin's either got to play a full game, or if he doesn't, then, you know, if a half isn't performing, then Bura's got to move into the halves probably, and that, again, means Slade Griffin's got to play a full game. So it'll be interesting to see how the dynamics work from here. I'm gonna say the Knights won't make the 8, but look, I think they'll still surprise a few teams. There's still plenty of quality in that squad, especially if, you know, they can add a bit more to their forward pack. You know, they still talk they might get Tim Glasby before June 30, so that'd be a huge addition as well.
Yeah, there's a few rumblings going around about possibility of Knights signing Jackson Hastings, but I think they've got enough.
I don't think based on the fact of the culture that they're trying to set at the moment. Yeah. You know, Dylan Pythian's been shown the door after two positive tests to recreational drugs. So at the end of the day, look, I think Brownie's really trying to set a culture there. You know, it's obviously a culture based around, you know, looking after each other, doing the right thing off the field, and, you know, potentially sledging anyone that says anything about you. You know, about what their actions are, whether they think they're little or they're big head.
Yeah, that's right, mate. That's...
He's a grumpy old man, old Wayne. But anyway, that's a whole other kettle of fish, mate. We might bounce into NRL. What are we up to? Round 8. Time flies.
It's a weird round. There's footy on Wednesday through to Sunday, I think.
Yeah, every day of the week nearly. And come Sunday night, we'll be a third of the way through the season, mate.
Yeah.
All right, might get your thoughts on this week's games, mate. Dragons and the Roosters this afternoon. I'm recording this, obviously, on Anzac Day. Hopefully, we'll be up before kickoff. Dragons and Roosters, 4:10 this afternoon at Allianz, mate. Interesting the Dragons take their home game to Allianz, but yeah,
I think that's the traditional, isn't it?
It's about the crowd size, mate, I think, at the end of the day. So
yeah,
how do you see this one?
Yeah, I think the traditional game there, mate. I think you know, a bit greasy conditions, the overnight rain. I think it'll be a tough game, but I think I like the Dragons to bounce back from the upset against the Warriors last week, mate.
Mate, it's certainly an interesting one. As you say, two teams coming in on different form lines. I'm going to go the Roosters. I think they'll step up for this game. I don't think there'll be much in it. There very rarely is. So, look, I'm looking for the Roosters. I'm looking particularly for James Tedesco to put on a blinder today and
to do something.
Maybe show the heir apparent, Matt Duffy, that who's still boss. Next up, mate, Melbourne Storm versus New Zealand Warriors. Wednesday, so still Anzac Day, 7 o'clock kickoff at... Amy Park down there in Melbourne. Mate, I'd be surprised if you went against your Storm here.
Yeah, mate, I don't think so. I think, you know, they've turned this one into a blockbuster Anzac night game the last couple of years, and Storm were quite impressive last week against the Broncos, mate, even though what's the forwards out? I can't think of his name.
Mate, you're some sort of fan.
Number eight.
Jesse Bromwich.
Jesse Bromwich is out.
You're a solid fan.
I still think they'll get the job done, mate, and I'm going to go Storm here to win.
Yeah, mate, I think the fact that, yeah, Bromwich might be out, but you've got Sean Johnson still missing for the Warriors. They did get the win without him last week, but it'll be a different effort against Melbourne in Melbourne. Next up, Thursday night footy, mate, a resurgent South Sydney minus Sam Burgess. After he did his standard 2 weeks off, 1 week on, back for 2 weeks off.
Tampon.
Playing against Brisbane Broncos with the world's biggest number 9.
Yeah, well, Broncos got pipped by Melbourne last week. They showed a bit more promise, I thought. South, 4 out of 8, mate. Four out of seven. I didn't think they'd be sitting this high, but Seabold's obviously doing something here, and I'm going to back South at home again, mate.
Yeah, mate. I think South will be the improvers. The other two Burgess brothers have been playing really well. They welcome back Cam Murray, which will be a big in. The Broncos, that loss of McCulloch is huge. They still haven't settled on their halves pairing. As you said, they've improved, but yeah, I can't see South losing this one, mate. Next up, the big game, the rivalry, the repeat of the round one. I'm sure the Knights would love to claim the repeat of the result. Manly host the Newcastle Knights at Lotto Land, a.k.a. Brookvale Oval, in the early 6 o'clock time slot on the Friday night.
Same time slot as the one we went to, mate, 7 weeks ago. Yeah,
correct, mate. Seems like only yesterday.
See your man, Jack Gassess, what is his name?
Gassowski.
He's in, starting team. Has he been there for a few weeks? Yeah, mate, he's
been there for a few weeks. Good to see you paying attention.
Yeah, no, it's good to see him. You know, good bloke's getting rewarded, mate. Yeah, well, the Knights will obviously be confident, but Pierce is out. Manly, but who knows what Manly team will turn up, mate. They were awful against Parramatta last week.
I'm going to put it out there. There's no way they can play that badly again. And the fact they're at Lotto Land, they tend to step up there. But not just last week, mate. The week before against the Tigers, they're pretty average as well. This Jackson Hastings saga, whether or not they want to admit it, mate, there seems to be division in that camp. There's players saying to Trent, you know, they're telling Trent Barrett one thing, they're telling Jackson Hastings another. So, mate, if there's an opportunity for the Knights and they've got to take every little one they get, this is going to be it. And if they can get the win here, it'd be a huge boost for that, you know, new halves pairing.
Yeah, definitely would, mate. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Knights, I reckon. I think there's still lots of crap hanging around Manly and Knights, even though Pierce is out. They're pretty settled, they're happy, and I reckon I'll get the chocolates, mate.
Mate, I'm going to go the other side, mate. I'm going to go for Manly. I think at home, off the back of those two results, they're going to have to take this opportunity. If they don't, it's a long and slippery downward slope for them from here. So, yeah, I think the Seagulls will certainly get the job done there. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some late changes to the Knights lineup either. Just watch this space as Nathan Brown decides how he goes forward.
Heard it here first.
Friday night, the late game, mate, 5-8. Panthers versus the Bulldogs out at Panthers Stadium. She's going to be a cold and wet one out there. Dower, if you will.
Dower, mate. Dower. Anything about Dower was the Canterbury attack last week, mate. 65% of the ball, 0 points.
Mate, they're disgraceful. I tweeted it a couple of weeks ago when they played the Raiders. The only time they look dangerous is when David Clemmer reverses like a truck into the line and pops the ball out the back. And they're just trying to go round teams. Teams are finding it really easy to shut down. They don't seem to have any other option.
No plan B.
There's no plan B, mate. They're just rolling up the middle, hoping for the best, and don't seem to have a real plan of attack. I don't know what Dean Pay is trying to execute there, but I can't see any result but a Panthers win at home.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to stick with Penrith. Even though they got upset last week by the Sharks, they still had a crack, and yeah, they're quite settled at the moment.
Yep, lovely, mate. Next up, they've got the Titans hosting the Sharks, as you touched on. The Sharks still missing a number of players. So this one's Saturday, 5:30 at Cbus Super Stadium up there in Robina.
Well, mate, it really depends on what Titans team turn up. You know, they've won a couple of good games. They've lost by heaps in a couple of other games. But I think they'll get their job done at home, mate. I'm going to go Titans in this one. It might be a bit of an upset, but I think the Titans at home for me, mate.
Jeez, mate, I think you might be clutching, but yeah, the Sharks, if there's an opportunity for them, the Sharks got a few out here, so certainly an opportunity. I just can't go past the Sharks. That fight they showed last week, Andrew Fifita's coming into his own in the last couple of weeks. I think he'll skip the side this week, potentially, with Luke Lewis.
Or Wade Graham.
Wade Graham is back, sorry, so he did skip the side for the back end of the game last week. So, mate, they've just the cohesion they've got, and Knights fans would be salivating about next year, the form of Jesse Raymond.
Yeah, they will be, mate. He looks like a good end, especially with obviously big question marks around Moga and his fourth knee reconstruction. So
yeah, correct, mate. So it'll certainly be a great addition next year, even if it's just for competition for spots.
Luke Lewis is out, mate.
Yeah, that's what
injury
I thought.
Injury of some description.
Yeah, he went off last week, so and Gal obviously still out. So Sharks decimated a little, but I'll stick with them. Next up, mate, Saturday night, the late game, 7:30 kickoff.
You at this
one? The dentist's office, 1300 Smile Stadium, mate. No, I won't be at this one. I've got some commitments closer to home, which we'll get into in a little bit. Cowboys host the Raiders, mate. I was there last week. The Raiders were dismal. the Cowboys weren't that impressive in their win, but I reckon, you know, some of the local league sides at the moment have beat the Raiders the way they just didn't even try to defend for the first, you know, 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it's two teams that you can't really, a bit like the Titans, you can't really get a read on them, but, you know, I think the Cowboys might have got a little bit of confidence out of that win last week. They are in their favourite time slot, mate, and I'm going to stick with the home side here, the Cowboys.
Yeah, mate, I'll be going with the Cowboys as well. I think they'll be looking to resurrect 1300 Smiles as their home ground fortress. Hasn't been the toughest venue this year for teams to visit, but they'd certainly want to bring back that sort of reputation to it. Final game of the week, mate. This is another interesting one. The Eels coming off a big win, their first of the season, you know. No longer going by the name Owen, more of the name Juan. But yeah. Can they get off the one and go back to back against a Tigers team coming off their second loss of the season?
Big T-Rex, mate. He's really coming into his own for the Eels. And
mate, I have to say that the big difference last week, Corey Norman and Mitch Moses had a red-hot crack. But still, is it enough to say that Parramatta's turned the tide, or was it just that Manly were that bad? Hard to judge off one game.
Yeah, I think probably Manly were, well, they were pretty awful. But I think they're minor blip. The Tigers, obviously, they'd be hurting from that loss to our Knights. But, yeah, I think the Tigers will get back in the winning circle. It is a second home out there, ANZ, for them, and I think they'll get the chocolates in this one, mate.
Mate, I don't think that cavernous venue is a home for anyone. There'll be a crowd of about 12,000 people and 70,000 empty seats, but that's a whole other kettle of fish. Mate, I only had the Eels to go back-to-back. I was impressed with Moses and Norman last week. And, yeah, I think they'll get the job done out there at ANZ. So plenty of footy action, as you said, spread across 5 days. Yeah, so it'll be certainly interesting to see. And we might bounce on from the Newcastle Rugby to the real NRL, the Newcastle Rugby League, mate. Some interesting results. Run through them. Maitland 36, demolished Cessnock 0. This one was an interesting one for a number of things. Obviously, it was the clash of the two NRL trios. Luke Dawn, Dane Tilson, Adam Clydesdale obviously got the win over Paul Carter, Riley Brown, and Chanel Matiatia, Chanel number 5.
Yeah.
Mate, and Paul Carter, geez, he...
Nice game back.
He's, wow. Mate, he's been lucky. He's escaped without suspension. The high tackle wasn't that bad, but he's just carrying on like a peanut.
He didn't get anything,
He's been let off. They haven't cited him. So he will be available to play this week. He was binned, he was penalised, he was put on report, all for different incidents.
So the only thing he didn't do was get sent off and score a try.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Well, no one from Cessnock scored a try, but yeah, he and Ryan Walsh, the younger brother of Luke, certainly went toe-to-toe. Ryan didn't appreciate the way Carter smacked him one and then ragdolled him as he got up and didn't take a backward step against the former NRL bad boy. But yeah, Maitland would be very happy. Their first official game at the new Maitland Sports Ground and a... convincing and commanding win.
Yeah, they want to play there every week, mate.
Yeah, they certainly would, mate. Next up, we had the Lake Macquarie Shield between the defending premiers Macquarie Scorpions and Lakes United. Macquarie 28, Lakes 12. Mate, Scott Briggs, he's a superstar of the real NRL, absolutely instrumental in picking apart probably an inexperienced and slightly novice Seagulls outfit. The Seagulls, whoever I'd say, they'll just be looking at it under the tutelage of Todd Edwards, just saying, look, you know, we're a little bit better for the run, come up against the defending premiers round one. We'll have to build from here, but the run probably doesn't get much easier from them, as we'll touch on in a minute. And it gives that win gives Lake Macquarie, Macquarie the hold of the Lake Macquarie Shield, the two sides compete for. Next up, Curry and South. This one was a cracker up at Curry. Curry 16, South 10. South led 10-6 at half time. Curry came out, shut them out with an absolute defensive masterclass in the second half at the graveyard. Great displays by Jay Porter and Sam Wooden in the halves. And
our man, Jay Porter.
And recent recruit Zeb Dunstan, mate, who's come over from Cessnock, was quite impressive in the centres after, from all accounts, being, you know, maybe a surprise choice in the centres to start the season in first grade, but showed Coach Griffiths that he had what it takes and was one of the star players for them. So Curry would be pretty happy. I know, I think it was Josh Callan in the Newcastle Herald tipped Curry to run 8, so they took some umbrage to that and have certainly used that. They're going to use that as some fuel during the year, and I certainly think they'll cause a few more upsets yet to come. Final match of the round was the only game on Sunday. Perennial powerhouse West took on the new Silver Tails, as I saw someone call them on Twitter. Central have brought in a few of the ex-West players. A quick shout out to Luke Pullman from West, who racked up his 200th game for the club in senior footy. Bloke's been around for a long time. Solid winger, predominantly in the lower grades, with one of the best accountant-looking haircuts you've ever seen. West led 12-6 at half time and just went on with it, mate. They were the stronger side from kickoff to full time hooter. Second half, nice try to Brad Ty and a penalty goal were enough to do the job. Sam Keenan's boot kicking four attempts to get them home 20-6 against Central. Yes. And put them in a strong spot, mate. A lot of people expected Central to get that one, but West too strong at home.
Yeah, I think I rightly tipped that one, mate, on our podcast. And I heard your little one with Jade Porter, you actually tipped West. So you changed your tip.
I know
Coach Miller, I read his comments in the Herald, mate. He wasn't overly impressed
First
game.
Said they would have lost to pretty much anyone, I think. So,
yeah.
Might get a bit more insight on catching up with one of the Butcher Boys, their skipper, Ethan Cook, on Friday. So we should have something hopefully Saturday morning for the listeners.
No relation to Damien.
No, mate, no relation to Damien. Much worse sort than Damien. And Ethan will attest to that, mate. He's a good bloke, Cookie. But, yeah, certainly a well-rounded footballer, and be good to have a chat to him and see what his opinion on it is and how they look ahead to this week. Speaking of this week, Real NRL Round 2, one game on Saturday is the grudge match, the derby, mate. Cessnock, they'll be looking to bounce back from their drubbing against first-round winners Curry. No love lost in this one. There'll be plenty of people up there Saturday 3:30 at Cessnock Sports Ground, mate. Who are you tipping?
Yeah, mate. I think Curry getting out of the graveyard with a win last week, they'll obviously be confident. But I think Carter as an in will be a big boost for them. And I can't see Cessnock losing at home in this one, mate.
Yeah, Curry got him in the Charity Shield earlier in the year, but I think Cessnock will turn that one back around. As you say, there's never too much in these games. But what there will be in this game is plenty of spite. I would have thought. There won't be too many backward steps taken. So it'll be interesting to see if Paul Carter's on his best behaviour or whether he continues on from last week's efforts. But I think Cessnock will get the job done here at home. Next up, mate, as we said, Central, pretty disappointing last week against West. And I'd say they would have been well and truly whipped into shape this week at training. They come up against the defending premiers and round one winners, the Macquarie Scorpions. Mate, how do you see this one?
Mason, I think like Jade Porter said last week, I think all the games, you know, it's just whoever turns up, and if they turn up with the right attitude, anyone can win. But, mate, for me, I can't see anything other than Macquarie win and Central Norton 2 start of the year.
That'd be very surprising, mate. A lot of people had Central, you know, almost written in as premiership favourites from the start of the year. So it'd be very interesting to see, as I said, what Ethan's got to say when we have a catch-up on Friday. But Macquarie were very impressive. Didn't really look like, from what I watched, they got out of fourth gear against Lakes. Did the job very well. As you say, that, you know, a Macquarie side with the likes of Daniel Abraham, Todd Harrell in the back row. You got the likes of Scott Briggs in the halves, and then their new additions, Kelly Benson and Ether at fullback. They're a pretty strong side. Central's got plenty of additions, and I think Coach Barney Miller will have them absolutely revved up for their first home game. It's only a short season. You only play, I think it's, you know, 16 games or something like that throughout the year. So, you know, you start off 0-2 and it can be a long way back, especially if you want to get into those top three spots and, you know, have the second bite of the cherry. So I think Barney will have them fired up here, and they might upset Adam Bettridge's boys at St John on Sunday. So I'll be going with Central there. Next up, Lakes. Job doesn't get any easier. They got knocked off by Macquarie last week. Now they host West off a big win. I know Matt Lantry certainly won't be taking Lakes lightly just based on their loss, but, mate, they'll be hoping they can fly under the radar here. It's probably their best shot, I would have thought.
Yeah, mate, I think it could be quite, you know, even though it's going to be a good competition, I think it could be a long year for Lakes. They are at home, but I just can't see anything but a West win, mate.
Yeah, I believe it's Old Boys Day out there, so they have plenty of support around and about, but, I just think West will be too strong. Lakes are sort of, you know, they won that premiership a couple of years ago and just looked to be settling back into that rebuilding. They lost out on Joel Edwards, obviously, when he signed with them and then got the opportunity to go to France. And, you know, you can't begrudge that. It hasn't been confirmed as of yet. I believe that, you know, Todd Edwards said they'd be more than happy to take him on board, and he'd be a good addition if they can get him, but I don't believe he's kitted up for them yet, so we'll wait and see in that space. Final game of the round, mate, Towns and Oval. Jeez, mate, bit of rain around. Towns and Oval, there's two games there this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. She could be an absolute mess by the end of the weekend and close the next 10 weeks.
Well, the Hurricanes were transferring their water polo game over there, mate.
Yeah, mate, there's a good chance. But so South host Maitland. South would be pretty disappointed after going to the Sheds as leaders at halftime last week. They'll come out and be shut down by Curry. But again, big effort here to come up against a Maitland side, you know, with Luke Dawn, Adam Clydesdale, Dane Tilse in it, you know, as well as young guns like Jared Smith and a number of others that they've got floating around there, you know, and some other experienced hands. How do you see it shaping up?
Mate, I think Maitland will be red hot, in red hot form, and they'll carry on where they left off last week, and I think it could be a big margin in this one, mate, and I'm going to go the away team Maitland here.
Mate, I think it'll be a bit closer than your tipping, and a big factor in that is going to be the fact that it's raining today, it's raining tomorrow, it's raining Friday. Meriwether Carlton play at home at Townsend on Saturday. It's an absolute quagmire. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there's no NHRU action this weekend. Sorry, so it'll be next week. So that will be saved a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be wet. Townsend Oval doesn't hold up the rain too well. So yeah, I certainly think Maitland will get it done, but I think the margin might be a little bit closer than last week. They snuck under the radar and surprised Cessnock. I don't think they'll do the same thing.
Bit of an arm wrestle, you reckon?
A dour arm wrestle, maybe, mate. While we're on the rugby league, mate, we'll bounce on and might head up the valley a bit, mate. Group 21 rugby league. We've got a bit of a connection to this comp this year. Friend of the show, Troy Lowry, is the assistant coach and strength and conditioning coach.
Strapper at the Roos
at Greta Branks. Greta Branks and Colts, mate. Yeah, he's worn a few hats, Troy, in his time. He's been around but knows his stuff. So he's up there at Greta Branks and they're battling along. So anyone listening, it's a handy footballer looking for a run. I know Troy would be quite happy to have a chat to you. Source him out, and or if you can't get in touch with him, come through the show and we can certainly pass you on. They're looking for a couple more players there. Last week, round two, mate, they got pumped by Aberdeen, up at Aberdeen. Not an easy road trip. No. 50-6 up there. The Tigers were the winners. Musselbrook Rams beat Singleton at home 42-16. And the Scone Thoroughbreds, they accounted for Denman Devils 34-12. Since the competition a really interesting spot now, you've got the top three sides have all won two games, the bottom three sides have all lost two games. So Aberdeen, Musselbrook and Scone sit 1-2-3, Singleton 4th, Denman 5th and Greta Branksome in 6th. Meaning with this week's fixtures, someone's going to have to break their duck.
Not necessarily.
Yes, yeah, someone has to break their duck. Someone will not lose this week for the first time.
No, you never know.
Well, how does it not happen that someone doesn't lose, mate? I've looked at the fixtures already.
Could be a draw.
Yeah, well, that's not losing, is it?
Yeah, it's not losing, but it's not winning.
I said someone will not lose. Listen.
Yeah.
So this week, mate, Musselbrook host Aberdeen at Olympic Park, 4:40 p.m. on Saturday afternoon in Musselbrook. Mate, who are you tipping there?
Musselbrook.
Yeah, Musselbrook. Yeah, I'll go Musselbrook as well, mate. Undefeated and at home.
Just after they beat Singer last week, mate.
Top of the table clash, mate. Should be a cracker, but I'll go with the Rams. Denman and Singleton clash, both winless so far. Denman obviously lost to Scone last week, Singleton to Musselbrook. Anyone's guess on this one, mate? Where are you going?
I'm going to go to the away team, mate. Singer to get the chocolates in this one.
And I'll go with the Devils, mate.
Devils.
At home. Next up, Scone take on Greta Branksome. Scone 2-2 so far. Greta Branksome 0-2. I'm just wondering how long it'll take before Troy Lowry pulls the boots on.
Could be this weekend, mate. He's in pretty good shape with all his triathlon training.
He'd be a flying winger.
Yeah, I just don't think.
Especially if, you know, a race of the trial was over 12Ks.
That's right. He'd have his air relax on there, mate. Yeah, I don't think Greta will get the win in this one, mate. I think Scone will stay undefeated.
Yeah, mate. I'd love to. You know, tip Troy's guys at the moment, but yeah, I think he and head coach Mick Deacon have still got a bit of work cut out for him. I don't doubt that they'll get a couple of wins later in the season, but, you know, he's got a few injuries. He was telling me when I spoke to him earlier today, and yeah, they're just battling along, mate. But, you know, maybe with the recovery gear from Air Relax, they'll start recruiting a few blokes and kick on from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Final segment, I guess, of our rugby league extravaganza today, nice. Mate. Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League kicks off this weekend. They had the final of their, I believe it was their first Challenge Cup on the weekend. Sort of, you know, a bit of a take from the FA Cup style competition, a bit of a knockout. Belmont South led by former Knights superstar, Cade Snowden. I wouldn't call him a bad boy. Cade Snowden's a great bloke, mate. Knocked over Cardiff 20 points to 18. It looked like a cracker from the highlights I saw, mate. And I think those two sides will be two of the sides to watch in the A-grade competition this year.
Yeah.
Perennial powerhouses over the last few years, Belmont South and Cardiff, so certainly be interesting to see. This weekend in the A-grade footy, the first game, Shortland will play Katara Friday night.
Bears.
At Tuxford Park. The Bears now coached by Andrew Boo Taylor, so it'll be interesting to see who they've recruited. They've got two sides this year, so they'll be looking really good. Shorty always tend to have a pretty strong side, and in recent years they've had, you know, the likes of Les Smith, I think they had Tamana Tahu run around, Nathan Merritt for them last year in a few games, so got a really strong Indigenous connection, and they're usually a pretty handy side, so it'd be interesting to see. It's always hard to know who's going to, you know, be on the rego sheet and turn out in round one, and we'll get a real feel for the competition from there. Next up, the Fingal Bay Bomboras. They host the Belmont South Rabbitohs up at Fingal Bay. That's a fair road trip, mate. I think Belmont South, mate, probably head up there as favourites, and I won't ask you to tip in this. We might let you get a week of form in before we start doing some tips.
Yeah.
But yeah, Belmont South, I'd say, would be favourites. Next up, another road trip, Dora Creek Swampies. They host the Raymond Terrace Magpies down at Neville Thompson Oval in Dora Creek. One of the best grounds in the Newcastle, mate. Refereed down there a few times, and it's absolute, yeah, mate, looks like Scully Park did last weekend. Absolutely grade A. Mate, one of the best grounds around. So that's Saturday, 3 p.m. Raymond Terrace will be a very different side to last year, bringing back favourite son of the club, Brooke Roach, to coach the side, mate. The man with the inspirational ponytail. So keep an eye for him on the sidelines. And don't be surprised, even at the ripe old age of, geez, Brooke must be well into his 40s. He pulls the boots on at some stage this year and gives a bit of what for to a few blokes. And the final match of the round, the runners up from the Challenge Cup, Cardiff host Dudley in a local derby, mate. Saturday, 6 p.m.
Nice.
It's the worst things you can do with a Saturday night and head down to Cardiff Oval and watch the boys get into each other.
Yeah, mate. I reckon that could be, yeah, that'd be match of the round for me. And I won't be getting down to that one personally, mate.
You'll be out in rural Warren, which we'll touch on in a little bit, mate. But yeah, certainly be a cracker there. Look forward to a brother of someone you know pretty well, mate, Josh Kevill. You've had plenty of dealings with his brother Dan over the years when he was wandering around down here playing rugby.
Yeah,
pretty handy athletes, the Kevill brothers. So look forward to seeing what Josh can do with Dudley elevated to the A-grade competition, mate. Bar TV, a bit of an initiative this year, expanding their horizons. They're ever-expanding what they're covering. I'm waiting to hear Gareth and Wozzeck's bumper calls of the Newcastle Regional Tiddlywinks Championships in coming weeks. But they will be covering a Friday night game, I believe, thanks to partnership with Quizmasters of the second division competition. This weekend, they've got on Friday night, it's a doubleheader as such, the Ladies League Tag. They're out at University Oval, so University will play a Wobbegong in the Ladies League Tag, followed by University and West Walls End in the B grade. So if you can't get out or it's too miserable for you to leave the house, tune into Bar TV Sports and catch the dulcet tones of their second division rugby league commentators covering off on the University West Walls End game, which I think will be a pretty good match. Both sides have dabbled into A-grade in recent years and both settled back into B-grade now, so should be a good one and certainly worth tuning into, mate. You might tune in while you're at Moira.
I might, mate, but I also might find a TV in Fox and tune into the Jets semi-final, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Rubbish fan that you are, not turning up to the game. Can't believe it.
Yep.
And that perfect segue, mate, brings us into everyone's favourite segment, Hoff's House.
Hoff's House.
Mate, the great man. Well, he'd be $1 for the first goal scorer this week, I would have thought. Man of the match. Mate, Jets, Friday night, 7:50. They're hosting Melbourne City in a semi-final.
Yeah, mate.
One win away from the grand final.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? With recent, you know, experience telling us otherwise, and you know, first year into the rebuilding, and we've run second and done so pretty well, even with a bit of a back end of the season fade. Finished well with a drubbing of the Mariners. Had a week off. Now we host Melbourne City. It's been a bit of a bogey side for us. Nearly 20,000 tickets sold already. It's a plea. Anyone, buy those other 13,000 tickets. Let's make it a sellout.
Yeah, I reckon, mate. It'd be good to...
Big Al will be down there, won't he?
He will be, mate. He will be with son number one, so...
Yeah, I'll be there with my other half, so there'll be plenty getting around. It should be a good game.
Should be good, mate. I think the town, you know, they are buzzing. I know there's a forecast of a bit of rain around, but, you know, it's probably, I'm not saying it's a once in a lifetime, because I really think with Ernie here, it will be sustained.
It's not once in a lifetime, mate. I was there 10 years ago.
It will be sustained.
I
wasn't
just on the bandwagon like you.
But I just think you just got to get there, man. Pack the brolly, pack the wet weather thing, put your thermals in, take your coffee, whatever. Get down and support the boys, mate. They've had an outstanding year, and as we've said numerous times, if it was the other sporting franchise in a semi-final, it
would have been sold out. Like,
there'd be 100,000 people trying to get tickets. So.
Yeah, mate, there'd be people scalping them for $200 a general admission. A few questions over the lineup, mate. Nigel Bugard, last I've heard, he's about 60-40 on whether he'll play, so more likely than not. Ernie's obviously still got some concerns around whether or not he's just, you know, carrying the pain a little bit, but Nigel has said himself that unless he feels 100% comfortable that he can play 90 minutes if required, he won't play. It would make a massive difference to the side if he does play, because it means you've then got the option of either playing Jackson or Brown in that central defensive role, as opposed to Jackson having to be an out-and-out defender in central defence, which I'm not a huge fan of. So obviously no Cano is a big loss. He's probably, for me, he's been, you know, probably one of our most consistent players all year.
Yeah, he has.
Dimmy's been great and obviously scooped all the awards, but in terms of just delivering every week in, week out, yeah, Cairn has been my man. You know, just injuries are probably, I'd say if he'd been fit all season, he probably would have probably knocked Dimmy off for a couple of those awards.
Yeah, you're definitely right, mate. Yeah, I think, firstly, for me, I know he's saying he wants to be 100%, but I just think they look more solid with Topper Stanley and Bogart in the middle.
Oh, and without question, it's no coincidence.
I think they've just got to get, even if they get 70 minutes out of him, I just think he's still...
It's no coincidence those big losses came with Bogart out of action. You know, him and Topper, the experience there is absolutely huge. And, you know, like, if Bogart plays, I'm surprised if we lose. If he doesn't play, I think Melbourne City are probably marginal favourites, to be honest.
Yeah, as you said, they've been a bit of a bogey side. I think they've won the two games up here this year, and their game in Melbourne was a draw.
Yeah, they've got a couple of players in doubt, including their skipper, so that does bode well. The other thing I want to touch on, mate, is Ronnie Vargas. He hasn't looked at his best since he's come back from his knee injury. He still looks like he's very, you know, lacking confidence, maybe, as someone, you know, you've just come back from knee injury as well. I've had plenty of them in my time. It does take a while to get your confidence back, and I mean, you know, we're both, well, I mean, for you, it's a non-contact sport. Well, it's meant to be. That's where you went wrong.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a non-contact pastime. But even just running and stuff, it's quite difficult. Like, for people who haven't had a knee injury, it's really hard to appreciate, I think.
Yeah.
The amount of time it takes to get the confidence back in. You know, like, it's all well and good to go, oh, yeah, you're back running and stuff. You're back, you know, you can kick a footy and those sorts of things. But little things like changing direction, especially if there's a bit of, you know, dew around, or it's a bit boggy underfoot or anything, all of a sudden, you know, or there's someone else there, or you're in a tight space, you've got to change out of a tight space, your mind overthinks things, and so you tend to cushion it and protect it a little bit.
Yeah, they do, mate, they do. But he could also be playing the other card, mate. He could just be saving himself for this, building himself up slowly, and then comes out and plays a 12 out of 10 game and gets the job done, mate, 10-0.
Apart from that, the fact that it's not statistically possible, I'll let you have that. Mate, but yeah, it'd be great if he could, you know, even if he's back at about 80% of confidence, I still think he's a long way off. And I've also got some concerns around, you know, Paddo's input. I think he could be a good super sub, but he's just not cut out for 90 minutes of the physical sort of soccer. But, mate...
the Hoff move forward, mate.
Here's the big time. You're not going to be here. You've deserted the Hoff squad in their time of need.
We have got the Hoff signature in the frame, mate.
We do have the autograph.
One highlight from the week.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. Got it framed. That's good. Who wins? What's the score?
Mate, I've got to stick with the boys. I know they've got our measure here twice this year, but I'm picking a big game for O'Donovan, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if he got a double and the Jets get the job done, mate. 3-1.
3-1, mate. I think with the wet conditions, it might be a little bit lower scoring. I'm going to go the Jets to get it done. And I'm going to say 2-1 in extra time.
2-1 extra time. That'll be good, mate. That's what the 30,000 want to see.
Roy, first goal scorer.
Oh, let me guess who you're going to have to say.
Hoff scores a winner trying to cross the ball into the box.
So extra, if it does go to extra time, is it first goal scorer or do they play like 15 minutes each way?
Do you want my honest answer or do you want me to guess?
You don't know.
I don't know. Speaking of things we don't know, The other semi-final is Sydney playing against Melbourne Victory. If Melbourne Victory win, do the Jets host the grand final, do you think? Or do we have to play in Sydney?
No, well, hopefully it's here.
It should be here, I agree. If we can get 33,000, I don't see why not. It is up to the FFA where they set that line. The million-dollar question, mate, is if the Jets make the grand final, are you going to commit to the Hoff squad?
I'll be there, mate. The Hoff squad will be there. I won't be
irrespective of venue. Irrespective of venue. Well, it's only going to be Newcastle or Sydney, mate, so you're not going to have to get
there. Yeah, probably. I'll probably be there if it's in Sydney, but if it's in Newcastle.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. Hopefully it's a Saturday night so that fits around your other commitments, etc. Next up, mate, Sydney Melbourne Victory. Quick tip, who wins? What's the score?
Sydney, mate, 2-0.
I'm going to stick with you there, mate. I'm going to go exactly the same, 2-0 as well. I think Sydney have had Melbourne Victory's measure.
Victory,
mate, hopefully they beat the living daylights out of each other and walk off with a few injured and help us, you know, when we come into the grand final. I'd love Victory to win just from the fact that it does give us the potential to have a home grand final, and that probably is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, yeah, I guess we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and so, hopefully we'll send the old Sydney coach off for his Australian duties a loser.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So on that note, get down, buy a ticket, get around it. Let's get at least 30, if not 33,000 there. Certainly got to outdo, I think the record for a Jets game is 22,000 or something, so let's outdo that one. Moving on into a little bit closer to home, mate, the Northern New South Wales Premier League. Last week's results, mate, Maitland had a 1-0 win. Well, it was away from home, but it was at their home ground because they played the Jets. Alex Reid with a goal in the 87th minute, mate. Got a nice little escape there. Hamilton, they went down to Edgeworth 3-2 after leading 2-1. Leo Bertos, mate, former Wellington Phoenix striker, getting an early goal. As I said, Daniel McBreen came off the bench for Edgeworth. The experience, the super sub, scored two goals with the last one in the 90th minute to get away with a 3-2 win. Broadmeadow, absolute drubbing of Adamstown, 4-0. Cale Bradbury with a couple of goals. Johnny Majerovsky was in everything. James Virgili went off after 11 minutes with an injury and looks like he'll miss at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a concern, but fortunately for them, their bye falls not this weekend, but next weekend. So potentially only miss one match, which is probably better than a couple of injuries he's had in recent years. Mate, the thing I do want to talk about is Gotcha Abshalava. Sorry, had a bit of a mouthful, that one. Red card in the 86th minute. He only came on in the 74th minute. And a red card for just shouldering a bloke in the back off the ball.
Impact.
Right. Impact, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure it was the impact they wanted. But, yeah, absolutely just rubbish. Cut that out, mate. You're a peanut. Another peanut this week. They're everywhere.
Is he the peanut of the week?
Well, he might be. Valentine and Landon played out a nil-all draw. Mate, the Jaffers, they've got plenty of stars there. They had Joel, they had Ryan, they had Job. All the big names were there except for Abe Wheelhouse. So, and now they've recruited another striker, mate.
Yeah, Braden.
Braden Crowley. I think he's at Melbourne City for a couple of years, mate.
Has played with the Jets before.
Played 3 games with the Jets a few years ago, and then he's played 10 games with Melbourne City. Mate, he's been playing with, I think, Bulleen in the Victorian NPL.
Yeah, that's it.
So yeah, mate, another addition. Apparently salary cap doesn't apply to them. I'm not sure what's going on.
Where are they going to fit them all, mate?
Mate, they're going to play a...
there he goes at the door.
Mate, they're going to play a 1-1-8 formation, I think. 8 strikers.
Mm-hmm.
So not much to take out of a nil-all draw. Valentine, you know, they've been pretty impressive, but, you know, a lot of draws don't help you on the ladder. They've drawn against, I think, Hamilton, Lampton, and maybe Edgeworth.
3 draws, no wins.
So they really need to break that duck. Next up, Charlestown City in the last game of the round, mate. They got 2 goals early. Scott Smith and Callum Lewis scoring in the 17th and 28th minutes. And then another absolute brain fade. You thought the last one was an impact player. Masaka Sakamutu. These blokes with red cards are just dead set taking the mickey with their names.
That's from the Warriors.
86th minute. He came on in the 82nd minute. Well, only 4 minutes.
He's had more of an impact.
Gave away a free kick, and then the bloke pushed him away as he gave away a free kick, so he kicked him. Just nice. Kicked him in the legs. So, yeah, mate, another brain fade there. Consolation goal to Jackson Burston in the 87th minute for Western to make it 2-1. and the late Macquarie Roosters, home of your mate Sam Walker, had the bye.
Big man.
So that sees Charlestown City in first ahead of Edgeworth, Broadmeadow and Maitland, with Lambton holding on to fifth place. This week's games, mate, let's have a look at what's going on there. First up, we have Western. They're playing against Adamstown, 2:30 Saturday at Rockwell Automation Park in Western, mate. How's that going to shape up?
No, mate. I think Western at home. Adamstown, they've played six. They've won zero. I think they're pushing up the hill.
They've got a couple of draws. Give them a break.
Yeah, two draws, mate. I just think Western will get their third win of the year, mate, and get the job done. They've got to build on that negative goal difference as well.
Yeah, look, I think Western will get it done here. Won't be anything too flashy. It won't be the prettiest game to watch, I wouldn't have thought. They seem to be able to beat the sides that sort of sit in that bottom few spots, but whether, you know, they don't measure up to the top sides, I don't think they'll be bothering the semi-finals. But I guess we'll wait and see. Next up, Broadmeadow Magic. They're resurgent in recent weeks, and they will host Valentine. As we said, no James Virgili. How do you see this one, mate? Valentine, can they put up a fight? 7 o'clock Saturday night at Magic Park. So if you don't head down to Carter for the local footy, feel free to head over to Magic Park in Broadmeadow.
Yeah, promises to be a good game, mate. I think with Magic there, they're playing very well. Valentine, as we said, haven't won a game. I just don't think this is the game that they'll win. And yeah, I'm going with the home side in this one, mate.
So both of us tipping Magic there. Next up, Maitland play Hamilton Olympic, 2:30 Sunday, Cook Square Park in East Maitland. This one promises to be a cracker, mate.
Yeah, I think you said last week Hamilton really needs to start winning. They're slowly getting there, mate. A third from bottom. I think Maitland back at home, though. I think the home teams here will win most of them, and I think Maitland will win this one.
Mate, I'm going to go with Olympic. They improved last week, were unlucky to fall to the supreme athleticism of super sub Daniel McBreen with a 90th minute goal. Probably would have escaped with a point otherwise, so I'm going to go there. Next up, Lake Macquarie host the Jets youth at Macquarie Field. The Jets coming off that result against Maitland, and Lake Macquarie fresh off the bye.
Fresh off the bye, but they're two impressive wins before the bye, mate. They'll be rested. Our man, Sammy Walker.
Sammy and Tom Walker, mate, yes.
They'll be living the dream in this one, playing against the Jets. And I think Lakes will get the chocolates, mate, and Sam will score a hat-trick.
A hat-trick. You're getting greedy, mate. I'm going to go the draw here. I think the Jets to your side have been pretty impressive this year and haven't been that far away. You know, they've been right in games and a little bit of inexperience has cost them a couple of points here and there.
Six goals, so, six against.
Yeah, so next up, mate, the match of the round, the top of the table.
Left it for a reason, didn't
Edgeworth it? Edgeworth Eagles hosting the Charlestown City Blues. Daniel McBreen versus Lubo Milicevic.
2:30 Sunday,
2:30 mate. Sunday, mate. Jack McLaughlin Oval out at Edgy.
This promises to be worth that $10 of the admission, mate. I think it's be a really high-scoring draw in this one, mate.
Yeah, mate, as much as I'd like to see it, I think I'd like to see Charlestown City get it done. I think Edgeworth, the class of them, will be a little bit too much. I think they might get it done by a goal, so maybe 2-1 or 3-2, as you say. I think there'll be a few goals
in it. They started slow, though, Edgeworth, didn't they? They've really
come onto it. Yeah, it's nothing too out of the ordinary, I don't think. So plenty of good action there. The Jaffers have the bye this week. And if there's not enough footy for you on the weekend, we roll into the FFA Cup next week, mate, round four. So we're starting in the business end. The NPL teams enter in, and I'll just run through the draw. There's some interesting matches. Lambton Jaffers come up against South Carter. South Carter from the Div 1. That's Tuesday night, the 1st of May, at Arthur Eden Oval. The Battle of the Azuri, mate. Hamilton Azuri, they're down in third division. They come up against Charlestown City Blues. Used to be Highfield Azuri.
Yep.
That's Wednesday night at Lyle Car Oval. So it's Hamilton's home game, but they're taking it up to Lyle Car Oval. Surprised that Lyle Car will be able to potentially host two games in a week. I didn't think they'd let a run on it that much. Swansea FC, they host Thornton Redbacks Wednesday night at Chapman Oval, Swansea. Edgeworth Eagles come against the Singleton Strikers again at Jack McLaughlin Oval on Wednesday night. Raymond Terrace host Garden Suburb at King Park, Raymond Terrace.
I wonder if our man Grant McNeil will be at that one, mate. He's in Garden Suburb, tragic.
Mate, he'd love it. Big chance for Garden Suburb to progress. Coming up against the lower division at Raymond Terrace. Toronto or Wobber The Stags host the Adamstown Rosebuds at Lyell Peacock. That one could be quite interesting, actually, with the form Adamstown are in. The Lake Macquarie Roosters host Maitland FC at Macquarie Field, again, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Your boys, mate, Dudley Redhead in 6th Division, coming up against Valentine at Leiden Oval out in Dudley, mate. That'll be a cracker. There'll be bumper crowd of at least 70 out there, I would have thought.
Oh, I think they'll get the job done, mate, my boys. Mate,
Dudley Redhead flying high, your old home side. Wallsend FC, they host Broadmeadow Magic at the grand venue that is the Gardens, Birmingham Gardens Greyhound track, mate.
Yeah.
So that'll be a cracker. Cardiff City hosts Cessnock City Hornets at Cardiff number 2, 7 o'clock Thursday night. Geez, that's an interesting venue on a Thursday night for soccer. And, mate, Cahyber, one of your other sides, Hamilton, yeah, they play against Hamilton Olympic, 7 o'clock Thursday, Cahyber Oval. So plenty of stuff there. If you do need the draws, we'll pop them up on our Facebook page, as we will with all the rugby league draws as well. So you've got all your action covered there. But plenty of interest heating up there, mate. Good for some of the lower division sides to come up against some, you know, and host some big names, especially Dudley Redhead coming all the way from the 6th Division of Newcastle footy to play against Valentine, mate.
Yeah, mate, it is. That's, you know, it's like all the cup competitions in all the countries, mate. It gives the little guys a go sometimes. And, yeah, as we've said numerous times, I know it's a cliche, but whoever turns up, mate, with the right attitude can get it done. And, you know, they might have a dream cup run, play the Jets in the final.
Oh, it'd be massive. Dudley Redhead versus the Jets at Leiden Oval for the final.
Yeah, mate, Ernie Callum.
Oh, dear. All right, mate, the last of our sporting endeavours for this week is your wheelhouse, mate. Not Joe wheelhouse, just your wheelhouse. Apes. Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, mate. Which was an interesting round. A few interesting results that see the table sit in a very, unexpected position, maybe. Hamilton, mate, 44, knocked off Maitland, 19. Paddy Kilmurray with a hat-trick there, mate. Hat-tricks were the theme of the round, I think. Southern Beaches 17, Nelson Bay 20 down there at the Sandpit. Goal kicking pretty average from both teams.
I got out to that one, mate. That was
two yellow cards for the Bay as well. So Southern Beaches probably didn't take their opportunities, you might say.
Bay were in front for 62 minutes. Beaches finally decided to turn up for about 14 and got in front 17-15 with a minute to go. And then Nelson Bay turned the ball over and scored in the right corner to get the Chocolates 20-17, mate.
Yeah, mate, then you would have made the mad dash over. You would have caught the back end of this next game as part of the doubleheader at number 2 before you donned your bright whites and shiny whistle. Lake Macquarie, they led, I think it was 15-10 at half-time against University. The upset was in the making. University put on absolute clinic in the second half, 44-15. Andrew Sermon with a hat-trick. As I said, hat-tricks were the theme of the round. There's three of them across the round. Could have been even more... More of a drubbing if it wasn't for Honne Edwards' magic boot finding the woodwork 3 times. 2 goals from 8 attempts, mate. Wasn't his best day out. 3 of them hit the post. You don't see that often.
No, you don't, mate. I got this the first half of that game before I went into the sheds for a quick warm-up, mate. But, yeah, Lake Macquarie showed a lot of fight in that first half. But, yeah, they just, ill discipline. There was 3 yellows from them in the second half, mate.
Yeah, I was about to get onto that, mate. There's plenty of yellow cards there. The other thing to look at, you know, a lot of people are taking this as a big positive for Lake Macquarie, but Lake Macquarie, it's all well and good to be able to put 40 minutes of football on the field against a team that's one spot above you on the ladder.
It's got
to
be 8.
Essentially, that's University are, you know, expected to probably run 8. It was great to see University get the win with their young side, but at the end of the day, if you just turn off at half time, if you can't put, you know, 80 minutes of footy in, as you said, it's just not going to be good enough, and it builds on the safety concerns that were touched on by the referees, and I know you can't comment too much during the week, but from my point of view, the safety concerns for an unskilled prop probably aren't as much the first couple of scrums when they're fresh. It's as you tire, trying to execute those things for, you know, forwards that are tired and, you know, just being below your best. You know, that's when things start to go wrong, when you don't position your body in the right spot. So that'd be some of the concerns for me, and I certainly think, you know, Lake Macquarie really need to use the fact they've got 2 weeks off. I don't know if that's going to help them or hinder them, to be honest. It's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to massively help them or massively hinder them. You know, they'll either be right down on numbers, I think, because people just stop coming to training because they've got a couple of weeks off, as players are prone to do, and not want to keep turning up for it. But I guess we'll see in a fortnight's time, or 3 weeks' time, nearly, when they come out back after the bye. So the other game, mate, the one you have, Wanderers, Singleton, 33-27. Singleton, 3 late tries to escape with a bonus point.
Yeah.
A few yellow cards for Singleton. little bits of ill discipline, but a few things to like from what I saw from Singer. I only watched the highlights, mate. I don't like watching all your game because you get way too big of an ego from it. If you know you've got viewers, no, not really. And the number 8 from Wanderers in that game, Francis Oyariyama, with 3 tries. If that's not how he pronounced his name and anyone knows better, Youngie, if you're listening, you know, you're a he'd be a scholar, Youngie, wouldn't he? He'd be close to a brain surgeon. He'd be able to tell me how to pronounce that one.
He certainly would, mate. Yeah, Singleton, a lot of fight, mate. They, you know, leading at half-time 8-7, and they were down 33-8 with 11 to go, and they come back, mate, and, you know, they were hot on the attack looking for that fourth try in 11 minutes, but just couldn't get the job done, mate. But they were very impressive, and, yeah, hats off to them, mate. They, you know, they put in for the 80 minutes, and, yeah, their four-month off-season really, really come to the floor, I suppose. And, yeah, Wanderers got their first win of the year, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And as we said, the ladder's still looking quite interesting, mate. Nelson Bay, 5 points clear at the top and undefeated. Might get a bit of a test when they come up against Wanderers in a week and a half's time at downtown Madawi. That'll be an interesting one. Then you've got Maitland on 9 points. Merriweather, Singleton, Beaches all on 8. Wanderers on 7. Hamilton on 6. Uni on 5. So what it essentially means after 3 rounds of footy is there's literally, you know, a win and a bonus point, you know, or a win, sorry, difference between 2nd and 8th, which is great to see. 8, you know, you've got 8 competitive sides at this stage, I'd say. Lake Macquarie can be competitive in windows, but probably need to show a bit of improvement and could probably do if, you know, a couple of handy footballers fell in their lap, wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, our man Andy Fairful, mate, was out there and, he got that 40 minutes of competitive football the NHRU are striving for, but as you said, they just fell away a little bit in the second half and, yeah, Andy was enjoying the festival of rugby.
Yeah, mate, quickly on that, the double headers, how did that turn out? How's the crowd numbers out there?
Probably a little bit down on what they might have predicted, but I don't know how much actual advertising they did about it. But
would you have said the crowd for the late game was any bigger than it would normally be for a first grade game out there at Wanderers?
Yeah, Singleton bought a few.
Many of the Lake Macquarie or uni blokes hang around afterwards to get around it.
Not really. I don't think. They did their game and went home, mate.
But a little bit hard, mate. As you say, good concept, but maybe built on and marketed and advertised a little bit more next time, you know. I'm sure all, you know, 95 to 100 people that listened to our podcast last week would have been down there cheering you on. They were probably the hecklers.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Couldn't hear you screaming through your computer screen.
No, exactly. All right, mate. No NHRU this week, as we said. Caldwell Cup action, right, mate.
Warren, mate.
Downtown Warren. So you're heading about 1,000 hours away.
Yeah.
Out there for the country championships. I understand Newcastle are straight into a semi-final. You want to tell us who they take on?
Yeah, they've got... the concept is a little bit different. They have the two pools, the Richardson Shield and the Caldwell Cup. Newcastle play Saturday afternoon. I believe all the games are covered by Bar TV. Their game is on at 4:30.
Does that mean Gareth's travelling all the way to Warren as well?
I believe so, yeah. So they're playing...
What a jaunt.
Central West Rugby Union, the Premier's from about... 4 years ago.
Central West, we're looking at sort of Dubbo region there, are we?
Yeah, so that's on at 4:30. The other game in that division is the Illawarra. They actually play the Mid-North Coast. I think they're the Axemen. I think they've come up from the Richardson Shield from last year. They got promoted, so I know they've put a lot of work in the last couple of years.
Through my work, had a bit of a chat with one of the guys involved with Coffs Harbour. So, and yeah, they've certainly said they're really focusing on that and trying to, you know, turn their competition up there, the Mid-North Coast, Far North Coast competitions, into some more Premier Rugby sort of competition, which is great. So what time will the final be? Should Newcastle win their semi-final against Central West? Do we know?
Traditionally, the later game on the Sunday, I think it's around that 2 to 3 o'clock game. But
posted on the Newcastle and Hunt Rugby Union. I'm sure Andy will be on there updating things and letting people know.
Newcastle play Illawarra in the... Colts,
mate. The Colts is the first game off, mate. Is that one on Bar TV as well? Or is it just
I think they're all on Bar TV. They're all on Warren Rugby Park, number 1, field 1.
Yeah. What time we got for kickoff there? 9:20 for the first game. So tune on in. There'll be plenty of rugby action on Bar TV Sports. I mean, pretty much any time over a weekend, you can tune into Bar TV and there'll be something happening. But
if anyone's on Tinder, any of the lovely ladies out there, Xavier Edwards will be out there on the weekend with young Nicholas Gale.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one of those is going to be on Tinder and which one's going to be on Grindr, but I'll leave that for you to figure out while you're out there keeping those young referees in check. Should be interesting, mate. that pretty much wraps it up. We're just going to finish off with a new segment, and it's going to be the Sports Castle Man of the Week. We're going to give out these each week.
What do they get, mate?
Well, we're looking for sponsors, so if there's anyone out there that wants to sponsor it and throw in, you know, a small prize of some sort, you know, whether it's a $20 voucher or something, we'd certainly be open to that and get plugged all over. We'll have some conversations around what you'd like in return for that. But basically, you can submit nominations via any of the Sports Castle social media. If we don't have too many nominations, we'll sort of have a bit of a decision amongst ourselves. This week's mate goes to a bloke you and I both know fairly well, actually. A former Southern Beaches player, led University their first win, got across the stripe himself, the skipper. Young Dane LaRugitel, mate. So he's the inaugural Sports Castle Man of the Week. Good win for uni there. And old Duppy, he's a good bloke. And his students love him, I hear. I think he's out at Callaghan. So well done to Duppy there on the first Man of the Week. That pretty much wraps us up, mate. Around the hour mark again. Plenty of nonsense chat. Thank you again for your time. I'll have to go out and check whether the babysitter's still alive out there with young Deeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be engrossed in something good. Mate, good luck out in Warren. Enjoy all the local sport. As I said, there'll be plenty of stuff up on our social media channels. Facebook, facebook.com/sportscastle, sportscastleau on Instagram and on Twitter. Feel free to jump on there, engage, send us some nonsense chat. Tell us that we're a bunch of toss bags, whatever you want to call us. I'll try and keep it reasonably polite on here. A big shout out to, I did forget to mention, our partner for our Rugby League segments is the Rugby League Academy. If you wanted to build on your Rugby League skills as a player, you know, male or female, junior or senior, they're more than happy to help you out. Matt and the guys there know their stuff. So thanks again to you, Jared, mate. Have a good weekend. Lest we forget, on Anzac Day, been to the dawn service this morning. We're going to have some more commemorations and enjoy the footy to come over the next 5 days.
Yeah, mate. Get out there, boys. Support the local sport.
That's it, mate. Thanks again, and thanks for tuning in.